glad you're here. Delicious Rita, knowing you're near. So good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, happy Thursday, the seventh day of September 2017. Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Go ahead, kick your shoes off. Maybe get a nice warm cup of coffee. No cream or sugar. You don't need to ruin a good cup of coffee with that stuff, I'll tell you. No, so good to fellowship with you today. I pray that you're having yourself a great week. And it feels like fall has arrived. I don't know what happened in the last couple of weeks, but certainly feels that fall has arrived. That's for sure. Hey, it is so good to spend some time with you. Today is the final day of this six-week series of the English Conversation classes at the Great News Radio Center in Urbana at Lincoln Square. And it's so hard to believe that this six-week series just wrapped up. It just seemed like we just started it just like 2 weeks ago. But yeah, it wraps up today and picks back up on the 21st of September. Yeah, every Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Today's the final day until it picks back up here in just a few weeks on September 21st. If you are interested in teaching or being part of the English Conversation classes, just give us a call at 217-367-7777. Also coming up tonight at 7 p.m., talked about this a little bit last week, but tonight at Penn Station in Arthur, there's going to be a special drug and alcohol awareness meeting, and it's a great meeting to learn how to be set free from drugs and alcohol. It takes place tonight at 7 p.m. at the Penn Station there in Arthur. And on this little flyer that that they had sent us, there's Psalm 40, verse 2, which says, "He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure." Again, you're invited to a special drug and alcohol awareness meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at Penn Station in Arthur. For more details, just call Eddie at 217-508-7665. Again, 217-508-7665. Well, coming up here in just a few moments, don't go too far. Today, we're going to be talking about a Bible verse that we probably all know by heart. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, and trusting in the Lord. That's what we're going to be talking about today right after this. Right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, that's right. Magnifying King Jesus. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends. It's Joey Kroll here with you. I got my cup of coffee here, spending some time with you. And a few years ago, I saw a story about a 30-year-old man by the name of Henry Gibbum from New Hampshire, who filed a police report after claiming he lost over $2,600 on a carnival game. Now, those things are addicting, don't get me wrong, but $2,600. Well, the game was Tubs of Fun, which costs $5 for two balls. The player must throw the plastic ball into the tilted plastic bucket. And Henry's goal was to win an Xbox Kinect for his kids. But after spending $300 on the game without success, he went home to get another $2,300, all the money that he had. Oh my goodness. So, you know, those games can be frustrating, but it sounds like this man put his hope and his trust a little too much in a carnival game, wouldn't you say? Well, Fred, here we are on a Thursday. Let me ask you this question today. Where do you place your trust? Now, of course, we all are given the Sunday school answer, Jesus. But where do you really put your trust when it comes to your money, your career, your family? I mean, if we're truly honest, we mostly place our trust in ourselves or circumstances. And well, today we're going to be talking about trusting in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 is probably a verse that we all know by heart. We probably have it on our calendar. We probably have it hung up on a nice frame in our living room. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. We are told to trust. Friend, trust is faith in action. Trust is faith with shoes on. It is the manifestation of our faith in our thoughts and actions. While faith says he can, trust says he is, and I will think and act accordingly. Trust takes years to build, seconds to break, and forever to repair. Isn't that the truth? You know, because I'll tell you what, people will let you down. People will hurt you. People will disappoint you. People will let you down. People will give you a reason to lose trust in humanity. I mean, while people may let you down, verse 5 tells us that we are to trust not just anybody, but it tells us that we are to trust in the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the same Lord that knows the number of stars in the sky and knows them all by name. He is the same Lord that tells the wind and the waves to be still. He is the same Lord that departed the Red Sea for his children. He is the same Lord that fed 5,000 men with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He is the same Lord that made the sun stand still for Joshua. He is the same Lord that brought a dead man, Lazarus, back to life. He is the same Lord that got up and walked out of his own grave. He is Lord. We're not just putting our trust in any common Joe. We are putting our trust in the Lord. Because God is trustworthy, friend. God is trustworthy. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." For God is trustworthy. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him." God is trustworthy. Remember when little boy David was about to defeat Goliath? And everybody's saying, "David, David, you don't even have a chance." Even King Saul at the time saying, "Hey, this Goliath, this Philistine, he was fighting since his youth, and you're just a little old guy." But David remembered God's faithfulness in the past. But David, in the midst of all the criticism, in the midst of all the naysayers, David remembered God's faithfulness in the past. He said, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from this Philistine." David remembered God's faithfulness and applied it to his situation. Our God is a trustworthy God, friend. There is no storm that God cannot carry you through. There is no bridge that God cannot help you cross. There is no battle that God won't help you win. There is no heartache that God won't help you let go of. All we need to do is trust him because he is trustworthy. God is trustworthy, friend. You ever have somebody say to you, "Close your eyes and open your mouth"? Right. Now, you've got to know a person before you close your eyes and open your mouth. I mean, isn't that right? But if you know them, if you love them, if you know that they love you, and then you can trust them that you can truly close your eyes and open your mouth. Because, you know, if I asked my wife Aubrey to do it, I trust her enough where she would put something in my mouth I really enjoy instead of that sushi nasty stuff. I know she's going to put like a brownie in my mouth because I trust her. Now, my kids, on the other hand, that's a different story. They may want a little payback, throw a crane in my mouth or something like that. But friend, if you know them, if you love them and you know that they love you, you can trust them, right? Because you know them. Let me ask you a question here. Do you know Jesus today? Not know about him, but do you know him enough to trust him? What are you doing to grow in your relationship with him? What are you doing to grow in your walk with him? What are you doing to grow in your love for him? Because the more you know him, the more you will trust him. Because there are times, friend, I'll be completely honest with you, where God comes to us spiritually and spiritually tell us to close our eyes and open our mouth. There are times in our walk, in our life, where God will put us in a situation where the only thing we have to do is just trust him. So what are you doing to know him more so that you can trust him better? It tells us to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." See, friend, we only see part of the picture God is painting. Isn't that the truth? If we are to truly trust him, we have to let go of our pride. We have to let go of our program. we have to let go of our plans, even the best laid plans. Even the best laid human plans, I should say, cannot begin to approach the magnificence of God's plan. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, for the foolishness of God is wiser than men. It is easy to fall back on our wisdom. It's easy to fall back on what we think it's best. But the Bible tells us to lean not on our own understanding. When we choose to direct our lives according to what seems right to us without inquiring it with the Lord first, we often reap disaster. Isn't that the truth? It tells us to trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. We can trust God because He is trustworthy, friend. We can trust God because He is trustworthy. Trust Him when dark doubts assail thee. Trust Him while thy strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust Him, He is ever faithful. Trust Him for His will is best. Trust Him for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Provide.
is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Right, our God is trustworthy. He is a faithful, faithful God. Beautiful reminder from Chris Rice here on today's edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll with you. You can always email me anytime. I love hearing from you. I really do. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up, Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. We all love our Fridays, I'll tell you. Coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, as you go out and about, friend, just remember that we are called to be his ambassadors, called to be his hands and his feet. Until next time, friend, have a great rest of your Thursday.